T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
First and 10 from the Kansas City 19-yard line. Josh takes a shotgun snap, looks, steps up, has time, fires to the end zone, caught, touchdown, Buffalo! Are you kidding me? Gabriel Davis again! Are you kidding me? Unbelievable, the Bills get the lead back again. Mahomes in the gun, takes a snap. Looks to throw, pumps once, fires towards the end zone, and it is caught. Touchdown, Kansas City. It is caught by Kelce, and the game is over. What a game. The Chiefs hurtle out of the field. The Bills slowly make their way to their locker room. The Buffalo season is over. Oh, my goodness. Talk about heartbreak.
You know, those guys, they're hurt. We're disappointed. We're all disappointed. We're all hurt, sick to our stomach. You know, you move on, and you try and get yourself to learn from it, and it stings. It stings. I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
It is Bills Football Monday. Thanks for hanging out with us. Going to get to your calls in a moment.
I want to mention something here, if I may. So, it's funny. Like, it's tough, you know, the draw, the way that it works. The Chiefs were the team you wanted to get. And meanwhile, Tennessee and Cincinnati get to play, and the Niners and the Packers, and you know, just like watching these other teams. Saturday touchdowns were
hard to get,
labor so difficult to find any touchdowns on Saturday between those two teams. And
hey,
then
the
yesterday,
Niners won a playoff game without scoring an offensive touchdown.
Well, they did not score an offensive touchdown.
Nope, got a block,
you know,
punt. Yeah,
like. It's thinking about this game and thinking about you could talk up all the stats about what the Bills did on defense. The Chiefs defense gave up 552 yards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I guess it's the tough part for me to not quite to wrap my head around. You know, when we always talk about when you lose, don't overreact in the wrong way. And if you the point that this is the number one defense and they got gashed like that. Right? Like, don't let that get lost on you. The league is built for offense. We know that. And it's especially now built for at least two quarterbacks in Mahomes and Allen. They're mm-hmm. the two best. They are the two best. Especially the way Brady played on yesterday. And Stafford's unreliable. And Justin Herbert's really good. And Joe Burrow's really good.
And Rodgers can't win in the cold, apparently.
Rodgers is, yeah. These two are the two best.
Right.
Maybe you want to say Herbert's in third or whatever. It is designed for you to be able to do this. The fact that there were 25 points. If the Chiefs had, instead of having 13 seconds, had a minute and 13, you know what they would have done? Scored a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Bills had 17 seconds, they probably would have got a field goal too. Like, it is obviously a big miss and a big mistake for the way that the final 13 seconds and the kick ended. But the bigger picture of, you know, I was nervous last year when they thought the way to beat the Chiefs was pass rush. I don't think it's pass rush. I don't think that's it. I think it's, I don't know what you do with Tyreek Hill. You have to do something with Tyreek Hill. And outside of that, I don't know what you do. But, you know, we did talk about it last year, Howard, when the Chiefs lost in the Super Bowl. It was a perfect storm. Their offensive line was in shambles,
mm-hmm.
and Mahomes had a foot he couldn't run on. If he plays that game yesterday, unable to run, the Bills destroy the Chiefs.
Well, they don't score at least one touchdown, because one touchdown drive, we had three runs for 40, well, whatever it was, 40-something yards on that same touchdown drive in the first half.
He had three scrambles. He got away from pressure. In the Super Bowl last year, he could not get away from pressure because he couldn't run.
Well, think about the touchdown he threw to Pringle, the one where he spun out, the Bills are blitzing off the left side of the defense.
Does he make
that play?
He doesn't make any plays.
Right.
The Super Bowl was a game where he could not run.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of overreaction to, well, I guess we've seen how you beat the Chiefs. You get there with four. No, that's not how you do it. You need him to have a broken foot, basically.
Or stop Hill and Kelsey
Stop Hill and Kelsey. Or the answer that the Bills outscore them.
Yeah, so how do they get to 43?
Right. Or be ready to go punch for punch with them. That's like the devastating part is that I think a lot of us know that was the big challenge. If you get through that door, the other ones, as long as you are who you are, the way Josh Allen played against the Patriots, the number two defense in the NFL, right? He dominated them. Here he is dominating the brand-new-look Kansas City Chiefs defense. Has anybody else noticed all these really strong defenses get in the playoffs and face the studs and get lit up? Like, of course you want your defense to be good. I just don't want the Bills to fall into this trap of, we've got to completely bolster the defense. It was already good. No matter how good your defense is, maybe you go get Vic Fangio if Leslie Frazier does leave.
Right.
Somebody that has shown an ability to kind of rein in Mahomes. But I don't know. I'm thinking about four punts a little bit. And I know that's not like the top front page story is four punts. But you punted four times. You had 2 3-and-outs. You had a punt on 4th-and-1. It felt, your running game all of a sudden, the Singletary running game that was there.
That disappeared.
That disappeared.
Yeah.
You had nothing going in the Singletary run game.
Neither guy could do anything for
him. And it was so ineffective that they went to the Allen quarterback sweep what felt like a few too many times.
Yeah, well, because Casey eventually was able to figure out how to stop it.
Yep.
That's why circling back to the many different levels of why this game is depressing is the Allen discussion itself. You talked last week about, what's to get into that little neighborhood there. You got to get to a Super Bowl or win a Super Bowl. I mean, Allen is there, right, with Mahomes. Mahomes has won a Super Bowl. He might be winning two. Who knows? But see, that's part of it, Jeremy. The ascension of Josh Allen in these last few weeks, this game coupled with the wild card game, coupled with the win in Foxborough to take control of the division again, this was all about the ascension of Josh Allen into the rarefied air of the best quarterbacks in the league, period.
Mm-hmm.
And he is, by the way, but we're spending this morning talking about the heartbreaking loss. We're not able to enjoy what he would have done to Cincinnati for a chance to go to the Super Bowl. And then maybe what he would have done in the Super Bowl. Maybe they win. Maybe he's the Super Bowl MVP. And now it's Mahomes, Allen, and nobody else is in that category. Now, you might still put him in there. He just doesn't have the resume that Mahomes does. But that's another problem with last night's game. This was part of his ascension. What he did in the second half is really unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I texted Jeremy in the break. I'm going back through the notes. He had a one-play 75-yard touchdown drive, and he threw a perfect bomb. He then did, for everybody who says, you know what, you got to score, but you don't want to give Mahomes too much time. Great, here's a 17-play, 7-minute touchdown drive to put your team in front.
And they scored too quick.
But there's a minute 54 left, so Mahomes come back, and what does he do?
All right,
he
final,
goes down the
another
field.
Another one.
Okay, great, so there's a minute 2 left. What does he do? 6 plays, 75 yards in 49 seconds, and they never get the third down.
And he didn't even need all the timeouts.
No! He completed 4 passes for all 75 yards on the drive. He had 2 go-ahead touchdown drives. Either one you might have thought closed the game.
Right.
He had 2 of those inside the final 2 minutes, and they still lost.
Each quarterback had 2 fourth-quarter comebacks in the same game.
What did they say? There were 25 points scored inside the final 2 minutes. Think about that. 25 points. But see, that's
that's it, though.
Right. And instead, the season's over. The finality, boom.
Right. And I guess my takeaway, and we'll get to calls, is you were probably closer than you've ever been.
Yep.
It's right there. Don't back away from it.
See, but how do they react to, right, so they're going to sit down in the offseason and figure out, what do we need to do with this team? Where do we need to get better? Well, how do they react to, we scored 36 and we still lost to Kansas City? See, I think they're going to react defensively.
No, you do what you say.
I know
you do
that.
It again.
I know.
Just,
I understand that, but
I don't think that they're necessarily going to react defensively. They have a lot of young defensive pieces in place. If they need to bolster anywhere, they'll probably make a spot or two on the offensive line. And, like, if I'm being honest, like, what am I looking for this team? What's the difference between these two teams? It's Tyreek Hill.
The speedy receiver who you can't catch.
It's Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
It's an uncoverable receiver, either before the catch. Last year, he roasted them down the field. This year, what did he do? Ran underneath and gave them fits. They couldn't tackle him. I mean, maybe Edmonds is a big talking point tomorrow and the next day when the All-22 comes out. Nate's tweeting about that. You know, seeing a few about how, you know, Tremaine Edmonds, there's a conversation to be had there.
Yeah.
The Chiefs appeared to really be targeting him and running right at him. And I just – you're closer than ever. This is not quite the same. I thought Chad DeDominicis made a good point here. The Tampa Bay Lightning lost in the first round of the Blue Jackets.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you obviously aren't good. What happened? They didn't make many changes.
Right.
They made
kept
slight
the team
tweaks.
Together, right.
And they won back-to-back Stanley Cups.
They gave out big contracts and tried to figure out how to make everybody fit so they could keep the team together.
Right. Yeah. And I'm not by any means saying run it back, but this team is more worthy of running it back than last year's team. And they'll have to make their small changes, and they will, but don't shrink away from it because you're closer than ever and you came up short. You are closer than ever. You are the team. The two best teams the NFL played last night on Sunday Night Football. Now we have to watch two more rounds of football and probably watch the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, knowing you're right there. You're the second best team or the best team or tied for the best. And then they flip a coin, man. They flip a coin. All right? We just did all that. Sarah tweeted this, and it's just a good point. They actually say the words, "Good morning, gentlemen. This is the start of a new game."
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
They
that's what the ref said. Yeah.
This is the start of a new game.
It's actually the continuation of a game you've been playing.
This is the start of a new game. Real quickly, we're going to flip a coin and see if Kansas City can win it without having to play defense.
Yeah, see, that's the whole thing that's wrong about the start of a new game, because in a new game, both teams have the ball.
And everything you can say, everything you want to say about the Bills' defense, the Chiefs gave up 552 yards. It goes to overtime, and their defense does not get asked to play.
The Bills gave up the 552. The Chiefs gave up 422.
422, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. Go ahead.
The Bills had 552 of offense.
No, the Chiefs had 552.
Okay. My mistake. Those
that's
three
okay. You're on a roll. The Germans bombed Pearl Harbor. Don't worry
400.
About it.
Well, the reason they didn't give up 552 is because they didn't have to defend in overtime.
That's true. They did
the Bills probably would have driven it 60 yards, taken 30 yards of penalties, and then 60 more.
They did get an extra 75 in overtime, right? I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Congratulations on the coin toss.
Thanks for making me laugh a little bit. I appreciate it.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Go
and you
get
know, and the thing
as
is,
many speedy receivers as you possibly can.
Right. Unless you find a really speedy defensive back.
And maybe, I mean, you know, long term, maybe a running back in addition to Singletary. Maybe get some other idea than slamming Josh Allen, you know, on 10 runs, like however many there were. You're going to need to protect him at all costs.
Yeah.
He is a legend.
Mm-hmm.
He's a living legend of the game that lost to another living legend of the game. And we got a scrub like Garoppolo in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah. I know. And we got to wait.
I almost want to say a scrub like Burrow, too. He's good, but he can't carry their lunch.
And we got to wait how long to have them try and prove it again? It's going to be a long offseason.
Anyway.
All right, let's do you want to do some calls?
As many calls as possible. I'm sorry for ranting and raving, if that's what that was.
That's all right. You know, I'm on the clock till 10. let's go to Butch in Buffalo. Butch, you're on WGR. Go right ahead. Thanks for holding on.
Dude, listen, I really love you both, Jay White, Howard Simon. We go back so far. The other callers don't even know how far we go back. Jay White, we go back for Brad Ryder.
Oh, yeah.
We go back for Empire Sports. But let me just tell you something. 2017, we hired a coach named Sean McDermott. We didn't have a clue about 2022. about January, about yesterday, about 13 seconds. We didn't know nothing about all of this that we listened, that we just watched. I'm saying this to my friends. Jeremy White, Howard, you my friends. Not a caller, you my friends. What we witnessed yesterday is something back in the days when we became friends that we always wanted. We dreamed about this day. Yes, we lost the game. Okay, cool. It's fine. We never knew we would have a quarterback named Josh Allen back after all them other quarterbacks we done went through that you and I done talked on the radio about for decades. But let's look at it. Look at this. And I'm gonna get off the phone. I wanted to say this to you. I love y'all, man, and I love my fans and a lot of new young people who fans now. I want y'all to understand something about these guys y'all listening to, Jeremy White and Howard Simon. Their decades generated about when you hear them talk, they're coming from their guts. They're coming from their DNA about back in the days how the Bills used to be. Right now, moving forward with this game, I'm not mad at the game. I'm not mad at the players. I'm not mad at the seconds. I'm not mad at anything. I am positive moving forward with this.
Yeah.
We are on the right track. In 2017, the Pegulas hired this guy named Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean, and that front office they got. And they've been building and putting food on the shelves. And they got a nice chef in there. They're cooking right now.
And now you've got maybe – sorry, I want to interrupt. Now you've got maybe Gabriel Davis as your number 1A.
Yeah, he's with Diggs. Right.
Davis, right. And somebody underneath with lots of speed and Knox and Allen and protect. And you're probably going to get a new offensive coordinator, right? You might get a new defensive coordinator. Right, like there are gonna be changes. Next year's version will be different than this year's version. But guess what, though?
We're gonna keep building.
Right.
We're gonna keep building on our franchise and building on our future. That we automatically gonna always be in this conversation every year.
They should absolutely
about what happened today.
And I think Butch, thanks for the call. Go ahead, Jeremy. Yeah, and I'll make a point about
Allen.
They should
be in the conversation every year.
Yeah, as long as they got Allen.
I mean. I get that, like, the kickoff thing is going to be tough. And the way they play defense in the last 13 seconds, like, those are huge mistakes that cost you your season. But your season is built by the coaching staff. These coaches are the ones that dominated New England twice. These coaches are the ones that won back-to-back AFC titles with Josh Allen. If at some point we all feel like the coaches are limiting them, then, you know, that'll come, I suppose. They're about to change coordinators. So even if you think they're limited by their coaches, they're probably about to get new ones, right?
They might. At least one. It sure seems like one. At least one of these guys is going to get a job.
At least one, maybe two. Yeah. And, you know, like, right, the point about Allen, there's no reason you shouldn't be a contender every single year. You have the first or second best player at the most important position, and he's 25.
Yeah. And he plays – he's the guy – not to say that they don't have good talent around him. They do. But you're also looking for the guy who, when the chips are down or maybe he doesn't have the best around him, he raises the level of everybody's play.
Yep.
That's what Allen does, right? He is the guy that even if you don't have great, you have him. And he makes everybody else better all over the field.
They had one game they lost by more than a score. Look what it takes to beat the Bills. You need either Josh Allen to fall down on a fourth down in Tennessee. You need the officials to forget how to call pass interference against Stephon Diggs. You need a coin toss in overtime. You need a
40-mile-an-hour wins.
40-mile-an-hour wins. Or you need to be the Jaguars.
Oh, my God, the Jaguars game.
But, like, what's it take to beat you versus what's it take for you to win? And I just think the Bills have so much of it
mm-hmm.
that might as well have been the Super Bowl. Maybe that's why it hurts so bad, because it probably feels like it was.
Yeah.
And I think the Cincinnati Bengals, whatever, maybe the Bengals stun the Chiefs. They did beat them a month ago, right?
They did, yeah, in Cincinnati.
I guess if they beat them.
A little crazy ending with penalties helping, but whatever. Yeah.
Right, maybe we feel differently, but I don't know.
That was a de facto game for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have been a million percent convinced that the Bills were not going to lose at home Sunday against Cincinnati. You know, that they would have chewed up the Bengals' offensive line. They would have figured out how to confuse or frustrate. I mean, unless, you know, Jamar Chase had the Gabriel Davis game last night, something crazy like that, I would have been thoroughly convinced. If you beat Kansas City in Kansas City, you're not coming home losing to Cincinnati.
Well, not only that, but again, like in a loss, okay, it's in a loss. This is a little bit of, we all went to that Patriots game when it was so cold. I told you I'd never be afraid of going to a cold game again. Tell me where anyone should feel Josh Allen can't play.
Right.
Here's a stat of the year for you. This is picking up on that point. This is from Ruben Frank, covers the Eagles for NBC Sports. Did you see this tweet from last night?
No, I didn't. No.
There have been two postseason performances in NFL history where a quarterback passed for 325, threw for three touchdowns, no picks, and rushed for 60 yards. Do you know the two?
Yeah, these last two games?
No.
Oh.
Both guys last night.
Oh, is that right? There was a stat on Allen. Oh, what was the stat, Jeremy? In the history of the NFL postseason, there have been two games where a quarterback had 300-plus throwing, 4-plus touchdowns, 60-plus rushing. Twice it's happened in postseason history. It's the last two games from Josh Allen. He's in the superhuman category. He just doesn't have the win over Mahomes in a playoff game to show it right now.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have the Super Bowl berth. Sucks.
And, you know.
You should have it. Yeah, I agree. I agree. I don't know if that was Dylan or Knox, but whoever it was, damn straight.
It's Knox. It's one of these baby gates. He puts his hands on it like he's in prison, shakes him and yells.
Well, I think Knox was saying what happened to the defense.
They played Patrick Mahomes, my friend. Yeah. That's how it goes. They played Patrick Mahomes.
Good luck.
Guess what? You play Patrick Mahomes 16 times, you won't have the number one ranked defense.
No. Like,
you know?
Well, I know it. No,
and
right?
If you play Josh Allen 16 times, you also won't have the number one ranked defense.
Hey, the guy in home playoff games, what was the number? They average over 30 points a game in home playoff games. They either were at or slightly above their average last night. Mm. No, they were above. Yeah, they scored 42. That's what he does. That's what Holmes. That's what they do at home. Mahomes is almost unbeatable unless you're Tom Brady and you outscore him and you win a coin toss.
Right, or you have him play on a broken foot.
That's the only home game he lost
and,
in the playoffs.
You know,
that game.
I just keep
unbelievable.
I just keep coming back to this, but you know, instead of you could look at it a lot of different ways. Oh man, they keep winning all the time. Well, how do they win? Not with defense.
No, with their offense. They have weapons that you
and
can't stop.
That's what's so devastating. Like, the Bills have the offense.
Yeah.
They did it. They did the whole thing.
Yeah, and they put up 36 when their best receiver had 7 yards.
Mm-hmm.
They put up 36 when their breakout tight end had 9 yards. They put up 36 when, you know, the running back didn't do really much of anything. They averaged 3 yards a carry between him and McKenzie. And despite all that, they put up 36 and had a lead. With 13 seconds to go. Unbelievable. Suppose we should break. Yeah, okay, fine. If you're on hold, hang on. We're going to get to more calls. Sal, of course, will be with you to carry you through from 10 to noon. It's, you know, we're here to hold your hand day kind of day. 803-0550 to join us. Therapeutic day, whatever you want to call it. 888-550-2550. We'll also call it Bills Football Monday on WGR, which, by the way, is brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
Josh takes a snap. Josh keeps it, going to run it right side. He's got first down yardage inside the 45, gets tripped up and dropped at the 40-yard line. Josh Allen scrambles for 10 and a Buffalo first down. The tackle made by Jaron Reed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Guys throughout the season, the ups and downs, and I know it's disappointing right now, it hurts right now, and you know, you can say it's gonna be better, we're gonna learn from this, and it's very cliche and nobody wants to hear that, but I truly believe that this unit will learn from this. You know, we've got a pretty young squad, a lot of guys coming back next year, and again, we just got to use this as fuel.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen, some of his comments after last night's loss in Kansas City. We'll wait word on the Bills, locker cleanout, Zoom calls, players, the Bean McDermott season wrap-up, all the stuff that happens when a season comes to an end will be going on this week when it wasn't supposed to be going on this week. Let's get we'll get out to Hamburg. Amy, thank you for holding on. Sorry for the long the wait time there. Go right ahead. Actually, that's me. I actually have to click on the line to make it work. Amy, I owe you an apology. Now you're on. Go ahead.
Hi. First off, I just want to say hi to my dad, who's been a lifelong WGR listener and caller. And every time I hear that our coaching staff is out interviewing with other teams when our season isn't over yet, feels like a huge conflict of interest and a huge distraction to this team. The same thing happened this time last year. And the Bills had the biggest game of their season to prepare for, and how many interviews were Daboll and Frazier out conducting with other teams this past week? So I think that's the rule that needs to change. No yeah. more personnel interviews until the season's over.
The Bills proposed that rule.
Yeah, I'm good with Howard, that, yeah.
They're the team that proposed it, and it didn't go anywhere.
It should be all or nothing, either everybody or no, either everybody interviews or nobody interviews. And I don't, you know, you miss the playoffs – tough. If you're going to hold back teams, I'm not saying this right, Jeremy. You know what I'm trying to say, though, right?
Yep.
You just don't have it. It's not right. If you're in the playoffs and you say, all right, we want our guys to focus, well, then you know what? I'm sorry, Chicago. You can't interview for a coach yet. I don't care if you miss the playoffs. You wait. Either everybody waits and then they all hire their coaches or, you know, you come up with – I do not like a system. Leslie Frazier last week. Amy, sorry, I'm making no sense at all. Leslie Frazier, I think it was last week's Zoom call, was asked about, you know, coming up for interviews and preparing for interviews. I think at that time he might have been scheduled to interview with either Miami or Chicago. Well, I think it was Chicago, and they pushed it to the end of the week. Doesn't matter. And he said, to paraphrase, I can't multitask. I'm concentrating on our game, the next game, and the other stuff is going to have to wait. Like, yeah. Because you should be concentrating on this game, and if not, then you're penalizing somebody. It doesn't make any sense. Just come up with a rule. Either let's just wait till the season's done, and then everybody goes out and hires whoever the heck you want to hire, and these guys can worry about playoff games. As it turns out, though, Amy, Daboll did not interview until Friday night, and then I think Leslie with the Giants. Leslie Frazier interviewed Saturday, and neither had to go anywhere because Joe Shane was still in town. So I don't think it was a big distraction, but I think it's a bad idea.
And if I may, like again, the Bills did propose making this rule change. I think it's overall a good idea to make the rule change. But if there's anything that suffers, it's the interview.
Yeah,
Leslie Frazier's not letting his game plan suffer. As when he says, "I can't do both," it's one of the things that stops a coach from getting the job. So, yeah. Eric Bieniemy interviewed with the Broncos this week. Okay?
Right, and he got his
game
plan together.
He's the offensive coordinator of
the Chiefs. That's right.
He's the offensive coordinator of the Chiefs. These interviews are now Zoom calls, like you said. They don't travel.
Right.
And when asked about it, Sean McDermott said he's someone who has interviewed for a head coaching position.
Yes.
He said, you have all of your stuff ready in the offseason.
That was interesting. I didn't realize that. That was when he said
Brian
that. That
Daboll
was pretty cool.
Interviewed for coaching jobs last year.
Yep.
So everything he wants to put forward in an interview, he's got ready. Like, oh, someone wants to have a phone call? Right. Sure, I can have a 2-hour meeting with the Bears
mm-hmm.
about this job. So
yeah.
I agree. The rule should change. We've talked about it with Sal, and he mentions consistently a totally fair point, which is these other teams want to get moving on hiring assistants and personnel and
right.
blah, blah, blah. I understand all of it. I think a perfect world, you would have none of it happen till after the season ends.
Mm-hmm.
I also think any sort of blaming it is just looking for something.
Yeah.
It's looking for blame. It's an imperfect system. I don't think it has one tiny anything to do with what happens in the game. So maybe that's just me. You know, a defense mechanism. I don't think for a single second Brian Daboll interviewing with the Bears did anything to the game plan. Or Leslie Frazier, well, he could have spent those that time working on a plan for 13 seconds. It's, I mean, seriously, like, I understand if you want to make that point. To me, it's about the same as saying that NFL players, if they didn't spend time coordinating their celebrations, maybe could be better on the field. Like, they are people with 24 hours in a day. They eat, sleep, and breathe football. They have time for a two-hour telephone conversation mm-hmm. that is also about football.
Yeah,
and is asking them about their philosophies.
And comes either at the end of the week after you've had all your practices or at the very beginning of the week before you get into your practice week. I mean, I think they've tried to structure the interviews with Daboll and Frazier, right, on like a Sunday after you beat the Patriots or a Friday night, in this case a Friday night, a Saturday morning, after you've practiced all week to get ready for Kansas City. So I don't, wow. I don't like the rule, but I don't think it, unless Leslie Frazier had like a long checklist and at the very bottom, the last box he didn't have time to get to was what do we do if we're up by, you know, three with 13 seconds left and they have the ball at the 25. I'm just being a jerk. I don't, that's, you know, just me being angry.
I forgot about, by the way, a 4th and 4 from the 49. They punted. I forgot about that one. There's the 4th and 1, I remember.
Oh, I forgot about
that. The Bills punted on 4th and 4.
Yeah,
from their
I didn't
own
write
49.
That one down. No, I didn't. You're right. I didn't write.
That's when they ran it 3 times.
Oh.
And then McKenzie lost yardage on
yeah.
the.
Yeah.
4th and 4 from the 49. You know, like, you that's got
weird.
30. You
yeah.
got 36 points. You know what stopped you from getting 43? One of those punts.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs scored a touchdown on the ensuing drive on both of the 4th downs. This is the point about 4th downs against the Chiefs. How many yards do they need? Doesn't matter. Your punt, congratulations, you punted. They scored anyway.
Yeah.
You know, like, you give up those drives, you decide we're not scoring on this one. Mm-hmm. Maybe they will, and they did. So you could be mad about the defense. I got to find a receiver that makes it so I don't even punt it twice. They punted
yeah.
four. The Bills punted 4 times.
All right. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. Let's we'll step aside. That's what we'll do, right? Yeah. We'll get a break in. If you're on hold, hang on. If we don't get to you, of course, Sal is going to be on at 10 o'clock. And I would advise you strongly. We've had, you know, full phone lines pretty much all morning and long hold times. If you're on hold, hold your spot. You know, go grab a coffee, whatever you have to do. But hold your spot because Sal's going to take your calls to whatever we can't get in the final segment. 803-0550 to join us. It is Bills Football Monday, WGR.
1st and 10 from the Kansas City 19-yard line. Josh takes shotgun snap, looks, steps up, has time, fires to the end zone, caught, touchdown, Buffalo! Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Gabriel Davis again! Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. The Bills get the lead back again.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right. We forgot to go around the league in a dash, so we'll dash now. Brought to you by Dash's Market. Shop the family of finer foods, Dash's Market. 2 questions for you, Mr. White. A lot of speculation over the weekend about whether Tom Brady was going to be back next season for Tampa. He did not really answer the question. He said he hadn't thought about his future after they lost to the Rams yesterday. So, and then Aaron Rodgers, who both of them eliminated over the weekend. Brady, is he retiring or is he back next season?
He's done.
You think he's done? Really?
I think he's done.
Really? Okay, I would have thought
yeah.
he would be back next season and not want to go out that way.
I think he's done.
Huh. That'd be yeah. pretty cool.
I almost think, you know, he got hit in the face.
Yeah.
Started bleeding.
Bloody lip.
That might have been a
got a penalty. Got the first unsportsmanlike penalty of his entire career.
You know,
that day.
A lot of people are saying that was his genuineness shining through.
Hey, you didn't even give me a heads up on the snark cannon on that one. How about that, huh? All right, so yeah. Wow. I figured he would come back, but all right. What about Rodgers in Green Bay? You have three options: in Green Bay, other team, or he retires.
Other team.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he's coming back to Green Bay. And I know I saw this morning people warning if he, maybe it was Mike Florio at Pro Football Talk suggesting, hey, maybe that's it for him. I don't know. I just can't believe he would be like done with the burning desire to compete and also go out the way things ended in Green Bay. I'm with you. I think Brady will be back, but I'm positive Rodgers will be back, and I doubt he's going to want to stay in Green Bay, even though they're talking about how fences are being mended with the head coach and him.
Ian Rappaport says the NFL could consider NFL overtime changes.
Good. Well,
likely
consider
to consider. Likely to consider.
Okay, consider. Great.
Yep.
Actually do it?
Well, it was pointed out that the Chiefs proposed this rule change in 2019, and it did not get discussed.
Why not?
I don't know. When he says now they are likely to consider it.
When they changed it originally, was it Manning lost it? What was the original playoff loss?
Peyton Manning lost on a coin toss. I believe it was the Chargers, yes.
Yeah. So that's when they decided to make it both teams. It's not sudden
that
death.
That means you need a touchdown to win instead of just get in field goal range.
And it's been that rule since. Okay, so yeah, I'm not going to hold my breath on this one. I don't think the NFL – if they did change it –
I think they will definitely eventually change it. It's a matter of when, but eventually.
If they did change it, so you've got to – no matter what, the second team will get a possession. And then it goes to sudden death? They wouldn't do the college rule, right? They're still going to have kickoffs, I assume, and maybe a coin toss to determine who gets the first possession.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to spot the ball at the 25 or anything, right? They're probably going to play their regular overtime, but just guarantee two possessions no matter what.
One popular
unless
idea.
There's a defensive touchdown, I guess.
Little known idea is the spot and choose.
Yes, that's right.
You know about that one?
Yeah. Wasn't it the Eagles or not the Eagles?
Yeah, one of them is like the Bills would pick a yard line.
Ravens idea.
And then the Chiefs would have to pick if they want the ball or
have
the Bills. You know, the Bills would say the 11.
Yeah.
What would the Chiefs say?
Right. Okay.
We'll take the ball.
Right.
You know, like,
because nobody's going to opt to kick. Well, normally, unless it was like maybe a blinding blizzard or something. But
No. You spot and choose is the Bills say the 11. And the Chiefs take the ball or tell the Bills you get it at your own 11.
Right, I know.
There'd
I'm
be
just
no
saying,
kicking involved.
Right, but what teams usually would want the ball to start overtime no matter what, right? Even if you
it
say
depends.
You're going to be at the 11.
What if I say the 2? You still want it or you want to pin them at the 2?
I mean, I still got Mahomes. I like my chances.
Maybe. He had one drive that started at the 1 and went nowhere.
Yeah.
He almost threw a pick.
Yeah, that's right. That was the one that bounced in the air, and I thought for sure that's a pick 6. Oh,
yep.
I forgot about
Real
that
quick,
play.
Pointed out by Rich Rebar of Sharp Football Analysis. So the Bills 4th-and-4 they punted and 4th-and-1 that they punted.
Yeah.
He points out the worst part about those two punts, the third down calls, they ran it.
Like they were
and it
set
seemed
it
like they're calling this because they're going to go for it on 4th.
Right.
And both times they didn't.
Yeah. All right. Are you going to be back tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
I am going to be back tomorrow. And, you know, what do we do? Yell at We're not going to yell at each other anymore. We didn't really do that today.
No. I was too depressed.
Maybe,
if you yelled at me today, I would have cried.
No. Maybe more complaining about the overtime format, which, you know, at least I've been complaining about it. See, this is why you should get out ahead and complain about things early. That way,
you beat the
later
crowd.
In life, when it affects you, you can say, no, I've been complaining about this the whole time.
Well, you're the forward thinker on the show. It's certainly not me. I'm the more reactive thinker. I would like to find some time this week when I get removed from the depression to talk about how great Josh Allen is.
Yeah.
But today just wasn't the day.
The overtime discourse, it just drives me nuts because, like, Adam Gretsch just had a tweet about this. You know, to hear people talk about overtime, you'd think coin toss winners win, like, 80 or 90% of the time. The past 2 years, 34 overtime games, the winner is 17-17, 50-50. That's not the point.
No, right. It's
you don't always have equal teams playing.
Yeah.
Like, if I've got the Bills and the Jets in overtime, it's not the same.
Yeah.
Of course, a coin toss might not affect it. Here you have the two best teams, literally the two best offenses.
Yeah.
It is a coin toss. So there's just so much bad discourse about the coin toss.
Right. Yeah, it's not the result. It's the idea of the process. Can't trust this process, I guess, huh? I'll right. close on that note. I'm here all week. Try the veal. Sal's on the way with the Extra Point Show. Thank you for calls. Thank you for all your calls this morning. If you're on hold, hang on. Sal's going to get to everybody over the next couple hours.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.